So I guess you have some reservations about this potential budget bill that's going around the House.
Well, certainly no one would like to see a budget put in place more than I would. But the budget has to be balanced, and the bill that is going around right now spends $39 billion when we have estimated revenue for the fiscal year of $32 billion. And so there's a $7 billion difference. We already in the state have $7 billion of bills we can't pay. This would more than double it and put our backlog up into the range of about $15 billion.
So what's the next step here? Do you think that there is going to be a budget? Or, I mean, this can't go on forever.
Right. I know that there have been people working together, working very hard on both sides of the aisle to try and come up with something they can all live with. And my hope is that they will continue to do that. I mean, really, $7 billion is a very large difference. But I think if they all roll up their sleeves and put the people in the state first, their organizations all around the state and people who are really hurting because we do not have a budget in place. And I think, you know, we all hear from them all the time. My office gets in the range of 5,000 phone calls a week from organizations and people wondering where their money is, if they can be paid, if so, when. It's really important for us to get to a point where when we promise spending, we can actually write the check for it, and so we can keep our promise of paying people on time and organizations. I'll tell you that I've been all over the state, and I've talked to social service groups everywhere, from Rockford down to Carbondale, East St. Louis, et cetera. Everyone says they just want to know what their budget is so that they can plan accordingly. But this promising of funds that we have no means to be able to pay because it so outstrips our revenue really doesn't help them. Then they spend the money, and then they wait months for us to pay it.
I know Governor Rauner always says it's just kicking the can down the road. I mean, what is that can? Like, if this is passed, what's going to happen?
Well, what will happen is the backlog of bills that we have now, which sits at around $7 billion, and I would just like to maybe emphasize it's a very large number, particularly given that we are now at the end of May, just coming out of our highest revenue season of the year with income taxes being paid. So this is the best case scenario that we are in right now. We expect if there is that big of a difference, a gap between the revenue and the spending, that our backlog of unpaid bills could surpass $15 billion, which means that everybody in line waiting for payment, you know, we can't pay the bills if we don't have the money. So all these bills just get in line until we have the cash available. And what that means is really an unprecedented delay somewhere in the range of probably 8 to 9 months. So say you are a social service organization and we owe you a payment on June 1st. You could expect that payment, you know, possibly in, you know, February or March the next year. I mean, that is what that means. And that's just the first payment. And so it just puts everyone so far behind. It's really not like giving them money at all. That's kind of what we've done this year. We've promised spending, and without a budget, some of them we cannot pay. And even with a budget, those we can pay are waiting months for their payments.
And if we're going longer and longer without paying our bills, I mean, is this going to force the state into bankruptcy at some point?
Well, technically, the state cannot go bankrupt. Municipalities can go bankrupt. The federal government can print more money to manage it. But the state, we're in the middle. We cannot do either. We have to pay for these bills. There was recently a report released that when you look at our accumulated debt in the state and all the unfunded pension liabilities and all the backlog of bills we have versus the assets of the state, we have debt of about $213 billion, and we have assets in the range of, I think, $26 billion. So we would be bankrupt if we could be, but we can't. And it leaves a debt in the range of about $45,000 per taxpayer in the state that we are on the hook to pay. So it's well beyond the time that we need to start living within our means and figure out what we're going to prioritize and how we're going to fund those priorities. And, you know, I do believe it's going to take a combination of cuts in ways that will make our government run more efficiently, more in the operational cost of our government, probably some revenue via tax increases. But to increase tactic to fix just our current problem with a tax increase would necessitate raising our income tax in the state to somewhere around 8%. And that's just the way the math works out, to come up with enough revenue to cover the about $10 billion to 12 that we expect to end our fiscal year with. And no one will stick around. And I don't think any legislators, obviously, on either side would vote to take our taxes up to 8%. So we really, I think, have to all figure out what we can live with, how we can jointly find some common ground, and put in place some reforms that will help get businesses and economic growth, helping bring revenue to the state, in addition to a modest tax increase, in addition to looking for ways to make our government run more efficiently and take cost out of it.
Great. Anything else you want to add we didn't cover?
I guess I'd just like to add that it is just of utmost urgency and critical importance to get a budget in the state now and to have one that's balanced. We are in this position today because we have not had a balanced budget in the state of Illinois for 15 years. And continuing to do this just makes the problem worse. It doesn't help anyone to promise money that we have no, to promise spending that we have no money to pay for. Well, we've got to line it up so that we can start funding the critical needs in our state, social services, education, public safety, infrastructure.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you calling me back.
Thanks very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.